Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
MGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
Sorry for hating. No, I'm not. I love being a hater when it comes to winning money.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
My opinion, you bet Buffalo to win the Super Bowl, you are wasting your money. I don't know how you watch this defense get destroyed last night by the Atlanta Falcons and say, you know what, this is my team to win the Super Bowl. It's year 9. We've seen this happen before with Sean McDermott. What makes you think this year's going to be different when every year goes exactly the same? The James Franklin era at Penn State ends not with a bang, but with a $49 million buyout. I'm talking like people I respect contorting themselves like they're in Cirque du Soleil to tell you Patrick Mahomes is not the best quarterback in the league. Honestly, like, it's sad. It's fake, phony football intellectualism.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Phenomenal football Friday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, one member of our crew will have his life changed. Addie Bates, not with us today, hence the usage of his. It will be a male member of the show today that wins Nick Kostos' money because I'm sexist. That's not true. It's just that there's only guys working on the show today, so a man has to win Nick Kostos' money. Will it be Tyler Morales, who won Nick Kostos' money last week in controversial fashion? He's had a middling performance this week and had a gigantic screw-up yesterday in the final segment that cursed me to loudly exclaim GDI on the air. Not great from Tyler. Will it be our engineer, Jake Hassan? A pig. He's not a pig. He's actually in, like, fantastic shape. Jake, with a terrible rejoin yesterday coming back from break, but otherwise a clean board this week. Could it be our video producer, downtown Mike Brown, who honestly, he he's pitching a perfect game this week. But the stench still lingers from a brutal start to the season for Mike Brown. Mike Brown unable to get multiple guests on video for the first month of the season. Mike Brown is like a football team that starts 0-4 and now has to try and claw all the way back into playoff contention. Bill Zimmerman can't win this week. He's been brutal. One of those three men win life-changing money from Nick Costos. A cool $20. And we will find out who at the conclusion of today's program. Three tremendous guests will join us on the show today. How about our friend Brian Anderson from Turner Sports? He'll be on the call tonight of Game 4 of the Dodgers and the Brewers as the Dodgers go for the sweep. He's calling an NLCS game tonight. And you know what he's making time for? On a very busy day for him, you better, you bet. He will be in between meeting with Brewers manager Pat Murphy and Dodgers manager Dave Roberts. And he'll be calling the phone, calling us up to talk to Femi Abebefe, Nick Costos, and you, our dear listeners and viewers. Brian Anderson joins the show at 4:40 p.m. Eastern Time. Then it's our friend Colin Wilson from the Action Network and Big Bets on Campus, all of Colin's college football bets for the weekend. Anthony DeBundo, a good bison from The Ringer, he stops by. He's got English Premier League plays for this weekend and plays in the National Football League. So Brian Anderson, Colin Wilson, and Anthony DeBundo will join us. And in the final hour, the power hour, it's all our bets for tonight in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers are going to sweep the Brewers. So we've got that out of the way. Like that series is a wrap, like we told you it was. The ALCS. I said yesterday on the show that if the Blue Jays won, I would come on You Better You Bet on Friday and admit that I am nervous. Well, I'm nervous, everybody. Not feeling confident heading into tonight. We will give you our bets for the ALCS game before it has first pitch from the Pacific Northwest. But we officially begin the Phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet, heading into Week 7 in the NFL, heading into Week 8 in college football. And also, by the way, our NFL and college football bets will close the show. You know, football. All our bets in the final hour. But we begin here with Thursday Night Football. In what was, objectively, a wildly entertaining football game. A tremendous football game. Super fun to watch. Offenses marching up and down the field. Two quarterbacks turning back the clock, slinging it like it's 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Tremendous, tremendous sporting event. Won by the underdog Cincinnati Bengals at the gun on an Evan McPherson field goal. Not quite at the gun. We did get a Hail Mary attempt from Aaron Rodgers. We'll get to that. But with a few seconds remaining, the Bengals beat the Steelers 33-31. Joe Flacco, 31 of 47, 342 yards, 3 touchdowns. Didn't even know the plays that were being called. Said after the game that there were plays being called by Zach Taylor that ended in F, and he didn't know what any of them were. And still, 340 plus passing yards and 3 touchdowns for Joe Flacco. And there's so much to get into from this game last night. We've acknowledged that the game was magnificent. It was a tremendous sporting event. We'll talk about the Bengals. We will talk about the balance of power in the AFC North. But we're going to start with one of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football. Whatever the hell that was last night from this Pittsburgh Steelers defense. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity, an affront. If there were such thing as war crimes on a football field, the Pittsburgh Steelers defense committed them last night. Like, send them to Guantanamo Bay. Terrell Austin and the players on this defense, and Mike Tomlin, he can go too. One of the most pathetic, uninspired, brutal, loserific performances by a defense that I can remember watching in the near 4 decades that I've been watching the National Football League. Now, keep this in mind. For anyone else, oh, he's exaggerating. He's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. Second off, pay attention to both the game and what I'm about to say. Now, can you imagine a world? You don't have to imagine it. It's this one, what I'm about to describe. It sounds like I'm making it up, but everything I'm about to say is true. Imagine a world where Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers average 7.3 yards per play. That means every time they run a play, 7 yards. Great, second and three, first down. Great, second and three, first down. Second and three, first down, touchdown. 7.3 yards per play. And I know they turned it over twice. I know Aaron Rodgers had a brutal interception down the field on a shot play into double coverage. Terrible decision by the great Aaron Rodgers. But 7.3 yards per play, and you lose. You go 7 of 10 on third down, and you lose. Aaron Rodgers in the pocket had enough time to do some ayahuasca. Sit there and space the F out. Go on a darkness retreat. Read some like subreddit about vaccines. He had all the time in the world. He could have sat back there and not called his family. So much time for Aaron Rodgers. He's scrambling. Could have read the New York Times. Just kidding. He'd never read the New York Times. He's scrambling. He's got all day and all night to throw because the Cincinnati Bengals defense is impotent with Trey Hendrickson and without him. All day to throw. Unbelievable. All day to throw. And the Pittsburgh Steelers somehow managed to lose a game where Aaron Rodgers turns back the clock, throws for 4 touchdowns. And looks unbelievable. And Jaylen Warren goes for 8 yards per carry. Think about that. And they lose to the Bengals. Not the Chiefs. Not the Lions. Not the Packers. Not the Bucks. Not the Rams. Not one of the good teams. No. They lost to one of the bad teams. Disgraceful fashion for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And as I'm watching this game last night, and Ja'Marr Chase is open on every single play. Every single play. And I think Ja'Marr Chase might be the best receiver in the league. And it's certainly not crazy to think that Ja'Marr Chase could be open a lot during a football game if he's the best receiver in the league, and he might be. The fact that he's so open on every single play, I'm sitting there thinking, and I mean this sincerely, A, do the Pittsburgh Steelers practice? Did they practice this week? Were there any defensive meetings? Let's take it a step further. Do the Pittsburgh Steelers know who Ja'Marr Chase is? Are they aware of his existence? Like when the Steelers fired up the game plan, did they just be like, oh yeah, we're playing Cincinnati, and not talk about who's on the team? Do they know who Ja'Marr Chase is? Do they know who T. Higgins is? Or when the game started, were they all just looking at each other like, wow, that guy wearing number one in all white's pretty good? You would think like they had never played before. Have they ever played defense before? Have you ever coached before? The one guy that you got to cover is this guy. If T. Higgins has got to go for 300 yards because you're double and triple teaming Ja'Marr Chase, so be it. You can't lose because Ja'Marr Chase avalanches you. You cannot have it. And the fact that at no point during this game did the Pittsburgh Steelers say to themselves, hey, we need to do something different. We need to take him out of the game at all costs. This is like when the Patriots used to play the Steelers with Belichick and Brady. And the Steelers never beat them. Like, they never beat them. Maybe they beat them that one time on like a Heath Miller touchdown at the end of the game on like a bad call by an official. They never beat the Patriots because Mike Tomlin would get outcoached by Bill Belichick, and Bill Belichick would say, hey, you have this linebacker that can't move, and we're just going to throw the ball over and over again to Gronk or Edelman or Welker or insert white slot receiver. And you can't stop it because your linebackers are slow as molasses. And the Patriots would always outsmart them. This was like, now imagine that happening with Zach Taylor and how bad that is. Like, it's just a Jamar Chase just get open on every single play. Could you imagine this happening? Imagine a world where Jamar, you're an NFL defense and you let that happen? I'll tell you what, I never coached football a day in my life. If it were me, and this is happening, 23 targets last night for Jamar Chase. At some point, you just tell your receivers to mug him at the line of scrimmage on every play, and if they call it, you deal with it. It's embarrassing, and you can't have it. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. It's not Pop Warner. It's pathetic. 16 for 161 for Jamar Chase on 23 targets, and he dropped a couple. Chase Brown couldn't do anything this entire season. The Bengals' offensive line couldn't get any traction in the run game this entire season. Last night, 11 carries, 108 yards for Chase Brown. Did the Steelers practice this week? Did they watch film on the Cincinnati Bengals? Did they have any idea what was going to happen in this game? Joe Burrow wasn't the quarterback. This wasn't Kyle Shanahan calling plays. It's Zach Taylor. He made them look stupid. Joe Flacco made them look stupid. Jamar Chase, Chase Brown, T. Higgins. A brutal offensive line made them look stupid. The most expensive defense in the league, the Pittsburgh Steelers. What a freaking joke. Should have to give their money back. Return their paychecks for that atrocity they committed last night in Cincinnati. Can you tell I bet the Steelers? We'll talk more about it on the other side. We'll credit the Cincinnati Bengals and talk about what to expect rest of season in the AFC North.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Joe Flacco. can't move behind that offensive line.
Blacko lost one. Chase makes this catch. Touchdown.
So the Steelers go and get after that ass with Joe Flacco. We will not be wacko for Flacco tonight.
Quick throw. Higgins inside the 10. Higgins in the end zone. And a Cincinnati lead.
Mike Tomlin as a favorite on the road with high expectations. And it's a fair point. They usually stink in this spot. But the difference now is they are quarterbacked by the great Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers avoids the sack. Deep downfield, caught at the 35-yard line. And going all the way to the end zone is Freiermuth. Pat Freiermuth, 68 yards.
So, yeah, like, Pittsburgh never wins these spots. Okay, great. We'll see what happens tonight.
Snap good, hold good, kick good.
I'll lay the points with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Rodgers spinning, winding up as far as he can throw it into the end zone. What's going to happen here? Knocked down.
Amazing. Every word of what you just said was wrong.
Well, I mean, technically I was right about Aaron Rodgers. He was pretty good. I mean, like, let's be fair. Like, it's a great production piece put together by Bill Zimmerman, who won't win Nick Costos' money this week. It's tough to, like, kick a guy when, you know, he loses a bet. Like, think about you. The person watching or listening right now. Like, you place a bet, and you lose. You don't have to lose, but let's just say you do lose. I hope you win. You lose. The next day, does someone put together, like, a 45-second audio package detailing, like, how stupid you were with your handicap of the game? Like, you, like, regular human being, like, you know, like, maybe, like, you bet, like, Jets money line last weekend, or you laid the points with the Broncos. Well, Bo Nix is going to throw for 500 yards. And now here's a highlight of Rich Eisen, but Bo Nix getting sacked or throwing an interception. Imagine that. With friends and coworkers like these, who needs enemies? Before we get back to the Steelers defense, I want to talk for a second about the most electric play in all of sports. Now, here's what I want to do. I want everybody, including the members of our crew, assuming they're paying attention. We're all big sports fans. What do you think the most electric play in sports is? What is it? Got a lot of good options. The most electric play in sports. For me, it's not even a question. The feeling that I get when an Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary is in the air is like incomparable to anything else in sports. When that ball's, he threw that son of a bitch. He threw that mother effer, and I wish that I could say the actual word because this merits it. He threw that ball a very nice 69 yards on a rope. And in that moment, much like when George Costanza pulls the golf ball out of the whale that's beached up on shore, and decides in that moment, as he's being mobbed by an adoring crowd, including his female crush, in that moment, he decides to tell her that he is not a marine biologist. In this moment, DK Metcalf decides to not put his arms up to catch the ball. Oh, what might have been. I wouldn't have covered the spread anyway, but would have really helped some of my Pittsburgh bets. So, we did get an Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary out of the game, which is one of my favorite things in all of sports. Enough positive. I'm angry today. Let's get back to the negative. For this expensive Pittsburgh Steelers defense. And old Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Go to the used car dealership. Oh man, they got a beautiful 1975 Corvette. And everyone knows, car enthusiasts know, that 1975, by far, the best year in the history of the Corvette. I'm totally making that up. You buy a Corvette, an old one, and it's expensive. This is a great car. It's a nice car. And you get in it, and you turn on the radio, and the song that's playing is Pharrell and Rihanna, Lemon. And the first lyric that you hear is, I pulled up in a lemon. Wait a minute. The Pittsburgh Steelers defense is a lemon. Wait a minute. And it's super, super expensive. Wait a minute. And all these players stink. Wait just a goddamn minute. The new Fantastic Four movie just came out. Sue Storm is the Invisible Woman. Last night, T.J. Watt was the Invisible Man. Did you see T.J. Watt last night? Hear his name called a lot? How's the Herbig Pro Bowl push going for the Pittsburgh Steelers after last night? You would have thought that this was like 1986 Lawrence Taylor, the way that people were talking about him. How'd that go last night? How'd Alex Highsmith play last night? Like, oh, best pass rushing duo in the league. Like, this is Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware for the Super Bowl 50 Denver Broncos. Stop it. Jalen Ramsey. Burnt like toast left in too long. Big play, Darius Slay. Yeah, oh, it's big plays, all right. By the wide receivers. Joey Porter Jr., who's never met a penalty he didn't think he could commit. It's pathetic. The players are actually too good for this to be what's happening with the Steelers. And I don't know how they fix it. You bet on this Friday. Because they could have been 5-1, 4-game lead on the Baltimore Ravens. And now 4-2. And yes, 4-2 is still a good record. But let's consider something. The Steelers wins this season when the defense is like, so they beat the Jets in week one. Think, and you want to think about just, wow, how bad is this? Justin Fields and the Jets offense lit them on fire in week one. Think about what the Jets offense has been since. Okay, you won that game. You beat Drake May and the Patriots. Awesome. Anyone remember how that game went? The Patriots turned it over 5 times. Great. You beat Dylan Gabriel and you beat Carson Wentz in Dublin. Awesome. What happens when you have to face like an actual real NFL offense? Like they get annihilated. Which brings us to the schedule. Next week, the Steelers host the Green Bay Packers. How many points do you think Pittsburgh's defense is allowing in that game? Then, it's Daniel Jones and the Indianapolis Colts. That offense has looked pretty good. At the Chargers and Justin Herbert. Home against the Bengals and Joe Flacco. And maybe this time they'll say, oh, that number one is pretty good. We should try covering him. At Caleb Williams and the Bears. Home Buffalo. At the Ravens. Wait till Lamar gets back. Gonna flambe them. Home Dolphins, at the Lions, at the Browns, home Baltimore. By my count, 9 of those 11 games will feature teams with actual offenses. I'm crossing off Miami. I'm going to assume that they're way up. Maybe they trade Jalen Waddle. Who knows? And I'm crossing out the Browns in week 17. Otherwise, that's 9 legitimate offenses that they have to play. And when the Pittsburgh Steelers play a legitimate offense, the only way they can win is if Aaron Rodgers outscores them, you get a 60-yard field goal by Chris Boswell, or the other team turns it over 5 times. Otherwise, they lose. They lose. I'm nervous for the Steelers. I bet them to make the play. I thought this was a wrap, Steelers playoffs. I'm nervous now. And the biggest winner of last night's game wasn't even the Cincinnati Bengals. It's the Baltimore Ravens. It's the Ravens. Lamar's going to be back next week. The schedule's really manageable. They get the Steelers twice, and they get the Bengals twice. They win all those games. I mean, they're going to win this division. Pittsburgh plus 120, Ravens plus 135, Bengals plus 450. Need to talk about Cincinnati here. And I'm not trying to discount the performance by the Bengals. I'm being honest. For me, that's way, way, way more about the Steelers than it is about the Bengals. But still, Joe Flacco plays great. The offensive line blocked a lot better. And let's give Zach Taylor some credit. Called a great game. Like, it's not his fault that Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin are brain dead. Like, he did what he's supposed to do. Hey, they're not going to cover the best receiver in the league. Let's just keep throwing him the ball. Good job by Zach Taylor. And I didn't know, and the play didn't count, but the Lions, fourth and goal from the one play on Sunday night against the Chiefs, a fourth and goal play on the pass to Jared Goff, even though it didn't count, I was like, that's the coolest play of the season. Until the Joe Flacco RPO, where he ran 12 yards for a first down in a critical spot. Zach Taylor takes a ton of grief. For me and others. I'll be honest, I don't think he's a very good coach. But man, to quote Vincent Kennedy McMahon, you gotta have balls the size of grapefruits to make a call like that with a gargoyle quarterback like Joe Flacco. Good stuff from Zach Taylor. Good stuff from Joe Flacco, the Bengals offensive line, Chase Brown, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and Cincinnati. The problem with the Bengals and why, like, I can acknowledge that if other people wanted to construct an argument why the Bengals can be competitive until Joe Burrow gets back in week 15, and that would be the earliest he could get back. That's December 14th, would be 3 months to the date, basically. I know you could make that case. I don't want to, and I won't, because this defense is so bad. It's horrific. It's worse than the Steelers' defense. It is truly, truly dreadful. And in order for the Bengals to win last night's game, they had to score 33 points and win the turnover battle by two. That's what they needed. Is it possible that they could do that moving forward? Sure, like, anything's possible. Is it likely? Would you bet on it? Very interesting stretch coming up for Cincinnati. Two games and then it's the bye. Home Jets? They could be 4-4 after next week. Home Bears? I'm going to like the Bears in that game, but I mean, nothing's a given, right? They could be 5-4 going into the bye. At the Steelers, home Patriots, at Ravens, at Bills, home Ravens. Like, they're going to lose all those games. All of them. All of them. Maybe they'll beat the Steelers again. They're going to lose all those games because they can't play defense. And you can't win in the NFL 33-31 if Joe Flacco's your quarterback. If Mahomes is your quarterback, maybe. And Flacco had a great game last night. Great. I'd love to see him keep doing it. And I'm not a Joe Flacco hater. I'm just calling it like I see it. That's how I see this going down. So, awesome win last night for the Bengals. Joe Flacco has kept them afloat for the time being. And you can make an argument now. If they had lost last night, I don't think you can make this argument. You win that game last night, and now you can, if you're a Bengals fan, you bet the Bengals to achieve any sort of outcome this year, you can start to daydream a little bit. In the hunt, on the graphic, here's Joe Burrow back for the final couple games of the season. You can dream that dream. I don't see it happening because I don't like the defense, but at least it's up for discussion after this victory last night. Just unbelievable that that's how this game plays out. Unbelievable that the Steelers lose in that fashion. And on the Baltimore Ravens, let's just play the schedule game, everybody. So I'm just going to read games, and you in your head can say win or loss. They're 1-5. Home Bears next week. Lamar and presumably others back. At Dolphins. At Vikings. I think they're winning all three of those games. At Browns. Home Jets. Home Bengals. Home Steelers. At Bengals. Home Patriots. At the Packers is tough. And at the Steelers in Week 18. Pittsburgh had a chance to step on the AFC North's throat last night, and they let it slip away. Like Jamar Chase slipped away from all their corners. I think it's going to be the Ravens' division when it's all said and done. What a sickening sentence to utter. On the other side, we'll be joined by the voice of the NLCS on Turner Sports, the great Brian Anderson.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Stockton's gonna run for the first down. Lunges for the pylon. Touchdown, Georgia.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Friend of the show, Sean McDonough, on the call last week. By the way, Bill Zimmerman kind of low-key insulted Sean McDonough yesterday, right? Right, Femi? That did happen?
Yeah, I mean, he said he gave us kind of a so-so effort when he was looking to record his YBYB shout-out, so... Yeah.
Now,
I'd put it in that category. And they're both Cuse guys too, right? Isn't McDonough a Cuse guy?
It's Cuse on Cuse, orange on orange crime. Now,
yeah.
Now, far be it from me, a former executive producer, to criticize another executive producer. Probably not great to criticize the guests. Bad week for Bill Zimmerman. But it can be a great weekend for you, our listeners and viewers, because no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And please download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts, YouTube and Twitch, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Joining us right now to talk about Georgia this weekend against Ole Miss, very interesting point spread in that game, and the rest of Week 8 in college football is the very handsome And this dude works out. He looks great. Our friend Colin Wilson from Big Bets on Campus and the Action Network on Twitter at _Colin1. What's up, my friend?
Trying to survive another. You know what it is, college football? It's like you get into week 8, 9, the Maction's up, the Cuse is up. Like your food gets a little, but you start eating that fast food. You start eating that chocolate. You're having ice cream at midnight. I'm up at 6 a.m. with, you know, like just all kinds. It's just calorie season, right? And we're on the countdown to Thanksgiving. Like you, this is the first season. I've been doing this hardcore since 2012, college football, like every day, every hour. It's the first season I've actually paid attention to my health, like what I'm actually putting in, what I'm actually working out. And I am having like the best season I've had since 2019. I don't know if it's health related. I'll do a study after the season, but I think there could be a coordination between health and your bets.
I'm here to tell you there's not. Because I look great and the bets aren't always corresponding. Let's start with this Georgia Ole Miss game, my friend, and we'll bounce around the board. Bulldogs, about, I think, such a fascinating game because I see this number and I'm like, man, like I kind of want to take Ole Miss, which probably means you should lay Georgia. Georgia, 7.5 against Ole Miss. What are your thoughts on this one?
I was transparent with everybody. I took 7 on open on Ole Miss because I thought it should have been 5. And then I did the homework on Monday and Tuesday and wrote this up over at Action Network, and I was just astonished at how much I think Georgia can run Ole Miss out of the building. If you look at the run concepts, what Trinidad Chambliss wants to do is they want to run inside zone, and then he wants to scramble around. Georgia's like 60% success rate against inside zone. They're going to shut it down. Then you look at the number of missed tackles. This is what I like to do with Ole Miss. Can they juke their way around a defense and get around it? Well, right now, Georgia's like 2nd in PFF tackling. They've missed 17 tackles in their last 3 games. Teams generally miss like 13 tackles a game. They're missed 17 total against Bama, Kentucky, who's my other team? Auburn. So, like, Georgia's not missing tackles. They shut down inside zone. I don't think Ole Miss is going to have an avenue to score any points. And then when you get Georgia, I said this on our podcast, Georgia is the anti-Texas. Gunnar Stockton, McCoy, these kids that are running the ball and Gunnar Stockton are a red zone cheat code. Like, if you get them into a scoring opportunity, Georgia scores a touchdown every time. That's like anti-Texas. So I think that is something to look out for. I like Georgia in this game. I think they have an avenue to make this a lot larger than the actual spread at 7.
Well, let's stay in the SEC, Colin. Another awesome matchup that we have, Tennessee and Alabama renewing their rivalry down in Tuscaloosa. The Tide, 8.5 over at BetMGM, total 58.5. Any opinion here, side or total?
Yeah, I hate it when people say, oh, I'm just going to bet it live. But let me be honest with people here. Since Kalen DeBoer took over at Alabama, only one team has beaten Alabama in the first quarter. Vanderbilt. That's it. Every other team they have faced, Alabama has won the first quarter, which means he is an excellent game scripter. He is excellent at the first few drives. Alabama almost always has the lead or they're tied at the end of the first quarter. So if I told you to take a Tennessee number and that it's too big, why would I tell you that when you should be taking it like in coordination with the middle eight in the second quarter on a live number? But that's exactly how you play this. Alabama is in trouble here with Jam Miller, questionable, maybe not going to go. That gives Ty Simpson, I mean, who's he throwing to? He's throwing a perfect ball in a window right now. But Ryan Williams is not being talked about enough. Like, he's got hip issues. He had one target against Missouri. Like, the offense is struggling. Like, I know the spread was 3 and they won by 3, but the offense is really struggling for Alabama right now. And the question is can Tennessee run that stretch spread, get across the middle? Well, Tennessee is the highest success rate in the nation in hitch routes, which is what they do, crossers and hitches, right? Alabama has a really poor 33% success rate against hitches. Josh Heupel knows how to game plan against Kane Womack's defense. I like Tennessee to cover this number, but I'm giving everybody a warning shot. Like, Kalen DeBoer doesn't lose first quarters. Get that number live before the middle eight.
There you go. A live betting opportunity with the Vols here against the rival Alabama Crimson Tide. How about USC and Notre Dame? This game's not even scheduled for years to come. This might be the last time we get this for a while here. Notre Dame, a 9.5-point favorite, probably their last chance to impress the committee. Do they cover the number against SC?
Well, it's maybe the last time USC ever wants to make this trip. They are big time in trouble with injuries right now. Wayman Jordan runs counter inside power. He is hurt right now with an ankle injury. He's not going to be able to go for USC. And their run sets everything else up. So it's going to be on Jade Maeva and his, you know, and getting Leonard Moore back in the secondary for Notre Dame. I mean, that is a national champion playing corner that can actually, you know, do some damage and shutting them down. I don't know if King Miller, their freshman, the running back for USC, is going to be able to go. Weather plays a huge factor here. Femi, you and I were talking about it before. Like, when weather comes down on the ground, that's the advantage of the running backs, and that's the advantage of Notre Dame and Jeremiah Love and Jadarian Price. And if you look at what USC fields from a run concept perspective, they have no way on the defensive line to stop what Notre Dame does offensively. I love the Notre Dame team total over. I don't see them being stopped going up and down the field. They need to make a statement here to make the college football playoff. So will they cover the spread? I think so. I made the number six. Are you still buying at 9.5? I think the better play is the team total over on Notre Dame.
All right. This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femia Bebfe, hanging out with Colin Wilson, college football betting analyst for the Action Network, host of the Big Bets on Campus podcast, breaking down week 8 in college football. It feels like Ohio State's like the least talked about number one ranked team that we've had in quite some time. I don't know if because all their games are blowouts or they're just out of sight, out of mind with not many marquee matchups this year, but they're laying 25.5 in Madison against Wisconsin. Total's 41.5. How are you looking to bet that game with the number one ranked team in the nation?
You're just baiting me here. I don't want to take Wisconsin. I make the number 22, and this number keeps falling and falling. I'm like, I understand it. Like, if you're a math guy that looks at just spreads and says, I have to play it, that's why you play. But what are you betting here, right? I mean, Wisconsin got blanked by Iowa. Hunter Simmons went 8 of 21 passing. He tried to throw to 11 different targets. There is no identity to this Wisconsin offense whatsoever. So I don't even know how you play this unless it's an under or a first half under. And maybe Ohio State, you know, is like, Luke Fickell, we still love you. Maybe you'll get fired. You can be an analyst for us through the playoff. But I think an under is the only way to play this. You can't get me to lay my real money on Wisconsin on any week. You just got blanked by Iowa.
Ready for a lightning round here. Let's go like 20 seconds per. You good?
I'm great.
You're right. You are. Let's start with Iowa and Penn State, who fired the head coach and the quarterbacks out for the season, and Penn State's getting bet. Iowa, 3-point home favorite. Maybe this goes down to 2.5, 40.5 the total.
Yeah, the number should be 1, but it's 3 because of the situational spot. What Iowa runs from a run concept perspective is going to dice up the middle of that Penn State defense. I don't think there's a lot of care. Jim Knowles interviewed for the Oklahoma State job. That I think everybody's checked out at Penn State.
I mean, God, I didn't even know that. That's I didn't think that was going to
be public. Sorry.
Okay, so we shouldn't send that out to everybody because we may. Bill'll be on standby. Am I crazy? Yes, for wanting to lay 12.5 with Texas on the road at Kentucky, 43.5 the total.
Yes, they lost their center, Colton Huston. They lost whether their anchor offensive lineman. They don't have a running game anyways. And like I said before, they are falling and falling and falling in red zone efficiency and finishing drives efficiency. Kentucky has this way to put you in a vice grip but never actually beat you. So, yeah, I wouldn't play Texas, not until they figure out the red zone and without their center.
What would Alicia Keys say about what's happening to the Texas red zone defense?
You're going to have to fill me in here, man. I'm a Coldplay guy.
It keeps on falling. Pick the winner of the game, Vandy and LSU.
LSU wins that game. Vandy is very methodical. They're going to try to play keep away. But they do not have the secondary. I think Nuss with a bye week, plus he tears up cover three, which is what Vandy's going to show. I do like LSU in the game.
South Carolina looks to be the betting side at home against Oklahoma. OU a 4.5-point road favorite, 43.5 the total.
South Carolina has absolutely no way to protect themselves or protect their quarterback from what OU is, which they are maniacs on defense. Number one, number two in every analytical thing. John Mateer says that he's clean and he's clear and he can throw a ball again. We'll find out. Under's probably a better play, but I'd bet OU.
10 seconds per. Indiana, 27.5 against Michigan State, 49.5 the total.
You're not fading Cignetti until Cignetti tells you maybe I'll take a week off, which he never does. So no way you're fading Cignetti at any point.
Texas A&M, 7.5 on the road at your Arkansas Razorbacks, 58.5 the total.
I hope I don't get upside the head, but I think Texas A&M is going to dominate us. Absolutely. Watch the weather there. If the weather clears off, it favors Texas A&M.
Texas Tech laying 7 on the road at Arizona State, 51.5 go.
I love Texas Tech. Arizona State does not have the defense. They're dead last in special teams and dead last in finishing drives. Texas Tech.
What happened at Roswell?
I think more importantly, we should talk if Seth Rollins is really injured.
Yeah, I'm very sick of that. I'm very sick of that whole thing. Who shot JFK? 10 seconds.
LBJ, obviously, he wanted the job.
So there's a conspiracy. Honestly, that's a hotter take than Jim Knowles interviewing for the Oklahoma State job. I love it, Colin. You're the best. And like I actually liked. What's the show on Netflix, like the unscripted WWE show? I watched it. I really liked it.
And you and I would do better in that booking room than those guys did. We would. We would script it better.
Like, they already turned Bron Breakker on Seth. Like, why did that happen? I guess he might really be hurt, right?
But it should have been Braun. It should have been Heyman. Like, that was a huge faux pas. This is not the smartest sharp. I've actually met Braun. I shouldn't say that, but it's like you wanted Paul Heyman to be the guy.
Yeah. You're the best. You're the guy. Big bets on campus. Action. You're welcome. On Twitter at underscore Colin1, Colin Philp with 2 L's. Thank you, my friend. Good luck with the bets. We'll talk to you soon. Stay healthy.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.
Let me tell you something. If there was some connection between, like, fitness and bets, do you ever go to a casino and see these absolute fat slobs with stacks of money?
Yes. Yep.
Like these fat sweat hog pigs. Come on. Brian Anderson joins us next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.